Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The manager of the first place Chicago White Sox, Tony La Russa, nice enough to take some time on a Saturday morning to join us on Inside the Clubhouse. Tony, good morning. How are you today? I know you're getting your cardio this morning. I know you got some of it last night. I know you're always ready to go.
Well, you know, the line I use all the time, because it's true, I don't know how the day's going to go till we get to the end of the game, because it's kind of stupid if you say, hey, we had a good day, and you get beat. Very simple life. Win a game, good day. Lose a game, not a good day. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, David, you should know that when you talk to Tony on a daily basis and you just say, how are you doing? The right. response is always, I'll let you know in the ninth inning. And that's just standard for you, Tony. I've heard it for 40 years, and I know you mean it. And White Sox fans, again, saw the passion of your team and your passion yesterday when Jose Abreu was hit for the second time in the game, got hit in the head, and you motored out there like I haven't seen you motor out for a long time to make sure that things were okay. But you were upset.
Well, it's probably the scariest thing in baseball, I think, is when somebody, you know, gets thrown at near the head area and actually gets hit. Even if you just miss them, it's very scary. And nowadays, a lot of guys are throwing harder. A lot of guys are younger that don't have command, and it's more dangerous than ever. So, you know, my problem yesterday was he got hit, and I was upset. There was never any question that it was intentional. That's what I made sure I let the Indians know. But when a guy, you know, their reliever is really good, but his command that day was just bad. I mean, that's one reason we got that rally. And if you don't have command, it's very dangerous to call a ball inside. And that was why I was upset. And then I was absolutely concerned about Jose.
Tony, was that the message that you were, or the question you were asking Roberto Perez when you charged out of the dugout and approached him in the way that you did?
Yeah, I did. I said, get away from you. You called. He said, well, we didn't mean to hit him. I said, well, let me ask you, did you call the ball in? He said, yes. Well, I said, then that's the reason he's laying down there, because this guy doesn't have command. And then, you know, everybody got around there, and that's, you know, and I talked to their manager tomorrow. He's a pro, and there ain't anybody in baseball that I mean, I saw the pitcher went over and apologized to Jose. I mean, there ain't anybody in baseball that likes it, but it's just – it's more dangerous now than ever for what I said. Guys are throwing harder, and they're younger without command. And if you don't have command, it's, you know, it's not an excuse to say it wasn't intentional, because you did try to throw the ball inside. If you don't have command, don't pitch in.
Tony, it was a wacky game. It was an emotional day. The White Sox make some big moves this week. You get your second baseman from Cleveland. You get Ryan Tepera for your bullpen. But I think everybody's still talking about Craig Kimbrell joining the bullpen. You now have two of the best closers in the game. We saw Liam Hendricks last night remind everybody why he's one of those guys. How would you describe the problem, and who gets the ball in the ninth inning more times than not?
Well, I said yesterday that we have a plan, and I wasn't going to talk about it until made sure I communicated it. I talked to Liam about it, and I wanted to make sure that Craig heard it as well, because that's the way you should do it. You know, you shouldn't read about what the plan is. So, you know, today when I talk to the guys, you know, Bruce and everybody, I'll tell the plan, because I would have had my conversation with Craig. But there's a way we're going to work it out, and we're really, really fortunate, because at the bottom line, what Kenny and Rick were thinking is if we continue to have, you know, win games at a good pace, you have the problem that Liam has to go out there, and if you push it too far, he gets hurt, there go your chances. So we really don't want to do that. Now we have the depth to try to win the game, and we have two great guys that can pitch not just the ninth, but the eighth as well.
That's the voice of Tony La Russa live on The Score. This is Inside the Clubhouse. David Hall, Bruce Levine, every Saturday, 9 to 11, 52 weeks out of the year. And Tony, is it my imagination, or did Hendricks have more fire last night than, I mean, look, the guy's a high energy guy. We're used to seeing great energy and great results out of Liam Hendricks. But last night, it looked like he was pitching like a guy with his hair on fire. I mean, the breaking ball was as good as I've ever seen his breaking ball. The fastball was hitting 100. Do you think there was a little more incentive with the Kimbrel trade, or was that just my imagination?
No, I think, first of all, he never goes out there where his motivation is not really, really high. I mean, he could be a quiet day with nobody in the stands, and he's fired up because he loves to compete. I think the biggest thing was it still bothers him to get the home run in Kansas City. You know, he doesn't accept that very well. That was, you know, it was a win that didn't become a win, and I think that was the reason, because, you know, this is maybe a good thing for fans to know. Actually, Liam and Craig have a relationship along with their wives. They know each other, so it's not like, you know, we're bringing in somebody that they have to develop a relationship. They already have it. I think Liam, you saw some of the anger from what happened in Kansas City a couple of nights ago.
It was impressive. Tony, really impressive.
It really was. It was something else, and it just reminded people how stacked your bullpen is, and Tony, how large your lead in the division is. You're comfortably atop the Central. You guys are in first place, but your general manager, Rick Hahn, goes out and makes these aggressive deals and gives up something to get something in return. How loudly does that message like that resonate in the clubhouse and the effect it has on the players who were here and seeing what's going on?
Well, the best thing, you know, you can compliment the team publicly, but the best thing the team understands is if with the kind of first half that the front office is doing something to give you a chance to get to the finish line and then be successful in October. That's where the excitement is. But I flinch when you said comfortable. We do not have a comfortable lead. I mean, comfortable is the worst thing you can be in baseball, because you kind of sit back and you take things for granted. You know, confident is one thing, but we still have to put together a lot of wins. It can get away from you in a minute if you lose the edge. And there's always the importance of getting better and better, because if we finish this thing off, we play in October, you know, you've got to be as good as you possibly can be. So we've got a lot of work ahead, but we've got to keep our edge.
Tony, I've had this conversation with a lot of people, and because I don't have any skin in the game, I'm just a reporter that reports on the team. I understand it's a different dynamic. But, you know, my contention is that you have this great hitter in Eloy Jimenez, and he's one of the truly great hitters in the game. You got to find a way to keep him on the field 150 games a year, 600 at-bats. And, again, it's not my situation to deal with. This is why I'm asking you. Isn't the proper way to do it to just DH him and try to keep him away from harm's way? Or is that just the naive on my part because of the fact that he's a baseball player, he's worked hard to be a good outfielder, he wants to be a part of the team inclusively, and that he wouldn't necessarily accept that type of role?
Well, he's, first of all, a great character guy. So, I mean, if that's his role, I mean, he'll accept it. But you got to look at the reality of he's a young player. You know, the designated hitter that's older that only hits, it's usually because he can't play a position. And that's a tough pill to swallow if that's the perception that someone would have about Eloy, because as we saw that one game played in Kansas City, he's worked very hard to be a good left fielder. And he's very aggressive out there. So I think he just, you know, he wants to be the complete player as a young guy. It's going to be a work in progress about, you know, the DH and the outfield, because a lot of times a young guy who wants to play defense, you know, he sits there on the bench and you lose a feel for the game. And it's easier to get, you know, to pay attention to what you need to do when you're out there playing defense. Then you come in and you got to help with the bat. So it's a little bit complicated, but it's a great problem to have with this very, very special young man.
Well, he is a special young man, Tony. So there are two injury reports White Sox fans want to hear this morning. One, how's Aloy's groin feeling? And two, are you feeling okay after your sprint from the dugout?
Let me tell you something, man. Anger and adrenaline will do a lot to get you going, and you don't feel a thing. So, and then you pinch with a win, and I didn't feel anything except great. But yesterday when he reported he had improvement, I mean, it's going to be a day-to-day thing. We're anxious to see him today. There's no doubt he will not play today. You know, probably just to be careful. If he's really improving, wouldn't play tomorrow, and off day Monday, maybe get him in there Tuesday. So the fans should know that he is making an improvement, but we got to go step by step, because when we get him back, we want to keep him back.
Finally, and Tony, David and I really appreciate you taking some time out today. When you had your conversations with Mr. Reinsdorf, Rick, and Kenny before you accepted the job, was this the way that things have shaken down? Was this explained to you? This is what they wanted to do, and that there would be additions, and there would be money to add on at the trading deadline if they needed to do that.
What was clear, and the players love the truth of this. No matter how much we want to win, the guys in uniform want to win. The guys upstairs want to win just as much. I mean, they have worked very hard to put together this talented roster. And what they're thinking at this point is, what can we do always? I mean, whether it's a trade deadline or before, what can we do always to improve our chance to win? And I think that's the message that the players had. That's the message the coaching staff had. That's the message that I had when I came over. You know, we got a shot to win. We're going to take our best shot at it.
Tony, thanks so much for your time.
Yep.
Keep going, and congratulations on where you are. And I know you're not comfortable, so we'll just have fun watching you guys keep everybody else uncomfortable.
I'm challenging you to a race today, by the way. So we'll see if in the pregame.
You win.
I don't know, Tony.
Thanks again. Have a great day. We'll see you at the ballpark, all right?
Let's win the series tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.